A lot of people in sport have short memories. Des Hasler, the coach of the Canterbury Bulldogs, is reportedly under pressure to keep his job after a poor start to the season. The Bulldogs board meeting's tomorrow to discuss Des Hasler's position at the club, and there are people out there calling for Des's head. The Dogs are having a rough start to the season. They've only won one game. Their attack isn't firing. Last week they were thrashed by Manly 36-0. But I think people are jumping the gun if they think that Des Hasler should get the flick because of that. This is a bloke who has taken the Bulldogs to the finals every single season he's been there. Let me say that again. Every single season Des Hasler has been the coach of the Canterbury Bulldogs, they've made the finals, including two trips to the big dance, the grand final, in 2012 and 2014. Before that, he had eight seasons at Manly. He guided Manly to seven consecutive final series from 05 to 2011, won two premierships in 08 and 2011. In total, he's coached 341 NRL matches with 201 wins. He's had 25 finals matches with 14 wins. Most clubs would kill to have a coach with a record like that. And a lot of players love this bloke. He's a great mentor. He spends a lot of time on and off the field in looking after the young men who he's got responsibility for at his club. Now, I've got to declare here that there's a conflict of interest because Des Hasler was once a school teacher of mine. But that's got nothing to do with my point of view. I'm not saying the Dogs have got to keep him, but I think people are very quick to forget how successful Des Hasler has been in guiding his club's success. I'm no diehard Bulldogs fan, but if I was, I'd be ropeable if they got rid of Des Hasler.